Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is excited about a new CD by pianist Andrew Rangel. It's called A Recital of Intimate Works. Although Lloyd isn't crazy about that title, which sounds to him like an album of romantic dinner music, Lloyd says Rangel is someone who makes everything he plays sound as if it were intended for the individual ear of the listener.
Rangel has a reputation as an eccentric, which seems to me a condition any artist who doesn't fall into a conventional mold ought to cherish. For instance, on this recording, he plays the 17th century composer Johann Jakob Froberger's somber C minor Ricercara as a prelude to Rangel's own transcription of the profound opening slow movement of Beethoven's C sharp minor string quartet, written a century and a half later. The Froberger, Rangel says, embodies almost prophetically the atmosphere which Beethoven breathed into his fugue. He's right, and this juxtaposition turns out to be extremely moving. Rangel is one of those players who seems to be thinking out loud as he plays. Every note seems both inevitable and thoroughly felt, lived through. Each phrase leads to another, or answers one that's gone before. This is as true of such large-scale works as Bach's Goldberg Variations as of such miniatures as Bach's Chorale Prelude, Sheep May Safely Graze, which Rangel plays here in a heavenly transcription by the great and almost forgotten Austrian pianist Egon Petri. It's good this is the last track on the CD, because if you heard it earlier, you might be tempted just to keep playing it over and over. I love the range of this Andrew Rangel disc. From Bach and such earlier masters as Sphaelink and Froberger, to Mozart, to colorful 20th century gems by George Enescu and Olivier Messiaen. Along with Bach, though, Rangel's main man is Beethoven, and the centerpiece of this album is his wonderfully surprising and intricate performance of Beethoven's 6 late Opus 126 Bagatelles. Another misleading title that suggests a triviality that belies the eloquence and gravity with which Beethoven grounds his poignant playfulness. Most of these performances were recorded between 3 and 4 years ago, during an extended period when Rangel was prevented from performing in public by a serious hand injury incurred by overuse. I'm delighted to see that this season, Rangel is re-entering the public arena. Between live performances and this enchanting and scintillating disc, we'll have the best of both worlds.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a recital of intimate works by pianist Andrew Rangel on the Dorian label.